Before you and your divorce attorney make any key financial decisions or sign your final settlement agreement, set up an appointment with a certified divorce financial analyst. At FMB Wealth Management, located in Westlake Village, they take your future into account, help you examine the financial issues of your divorce, and provide you with powerful data to support your case. Call Kathy Costas and Evan Miller, certified divorce financial analysts. They help women make the best financial decisions during the worst of times. Call us at 805-446-4494. That's 805-446-4494. Email Kathy at fmbwealth.com today.
Enjoy the new art season and upcoming events at Studio Chama Island's Blackboard Gallery in Camarillo. The new exhibition called Life Force features world-renowned artists Hiroko Yoshimoto and Bob Privet from September 1st through the 24th. Also, be sure to save the date for September 30th for a night of comedy and cocktails with the comedic talents of David Diebel, Steve Smith, and Jason Love. For all upcoming events, check out StudioChannelIslands.org or call 805-383-1368. That's 805-383-1368. As you embark on the process to acquire a home or refinance an existing home, choosing the right mortgage professional to guide you through the process is essential. With over 40 years in the mortgage industry, Michael Blazer can help you achieve the dream of home ownership or greater home affordability. Experience matters in today's ever-increasing complexity of the lending process. Backed by the power and strength of the nation's largest privately held purchase money institution, Stearns Lending. For more information, call 805-367-3117, extension 105. That's 805-367-3117, extension 105. Or visit mikeforloans.com. NMLS number 248433.
With 30 years in business and counting, satisfied customers of Ventura County rely on Ding Masters for removal of dings and dents. They also provide beautiful bodywork at competitive prices. Call Ding Masters for your bumper, door, panel, and fender repairs. Call now at 805-644-4521. That's 805-644-4521. Or visit dingmasters.net for anything from a small ding to major insurance work.
Live from the studios of KVTA, Ventura County's inspiration station, this is The Kim Pagano Show. Kim is Ventura County's mom and so much more, bringing value every day in every way. Join Kim and her friends every Saturday as they interview interesting and inspirational guests, everyone from authors and entertainers to doctors and experts. From A to Z, Kim's got you covered. And now here's Ventura County's mom and so much more. It's Kim Pagano.
Welcome, welcome everyone, and good morning. How are you doing? You can't hear?
No, giveaways.
Oh, giveaways. Yeah, he's got them. Okay, we're getting a little organized in here. I tell you.
I've been out of it.
I know. And you know what? I haven't seen you in a while. What's going on? How's everything going?
Good. Crazy. You know, it's that time of year when we have to get all publicly out there and it's the end of the year and donations. Mm-hmm. And so I'm the face of Paw Work. So that's what I do.
I know. And we need you in here.
I know.
Too.
But I'm back.
So there you go. Okay, good, 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 good. Well, anyways, for anybody that's just waking up, starting your day in a positive way, you are listening to the Kim Pagano Show, the Kim Pagano Show, the brighter side of life right here in the 805. And of course, I'm so glad to be here. I love doing my show. It's all about, you know, really just giving back to our public and to all of our listeners. And I'm really excited. You know, we've got John here, John Martinez, and of course he's going to be talking about the Simi Valley cuisine, right? The dream cuisine.
That's right,
I'm telling you, I've been to that for years now. You guys just got it happening over there.
It's a great, great event. 50 some odd restaurants and table seating, entertainment. It's just a great event.
It really is, and you always get great weather pretty much over there, but I'm telling you, there's great gifts. It's good. We're going to be talking a little bit about that, so I'm so glad you're here.
Thank you
for joining us. And Chad, what's going on with you? You got like all these things happening. I'm excited to share that.
I know. We've been on the talk. We've or my We haven't, but Paul works. Our puppies have, and we were on Hollywood Live. We were on TMZ. We're going to be on Animal Planet.
That is so great.
So we've been all over the place, which is great because all I get to do is spread awareness about rescue and saving lives.
I love it. I love it. And I know you got a painting event that's coming up that's out this way.
Yes, and, on the 28th at our Ventura store, we're having a painting party with the pooches. So it's going to be wine, appetizer. From BJ's Pizzeria right here in Oxnard. And we have a local artist who's going to be teaching a painting class. You get to take the canvas home with you, and you get to play with my puppies. I mean, what's better than that?
There you go. I love it. Tom, what's up with you? How are you?
Everything's good. Everything's great. Fabulous weekend, and we're having some fun here this morning on KVTA.
I know. There you go. All right. Well, I do want to remind anybody that's just tuning in with us right now that you are listening to the Kim Pagano Show, the brighter side of life right here. And of course, we talk about everything and anything. You never know what we're going to talk about. And of course, we've got all these amazing events that are happening. And of course, I always have tickets to share with everyone. And not only that, I want to give you our phone number at 805-419-0008, 419-0008. All you have to do is call, leave us your name and your number and your email, and somebody will get back to with you, one of our team members. Also, I do want to remind you, when you call up, ask to be on the newsletter. It comes out every single week, and it has all these events with a link to their website. And, of course, it tells about all of our great sponsors, and we have some great sponsors, and I'm so excited. If you have a business or an event that you have going on, let the Kim Pagano Show share it with you. Share it with all of you out there. And so give us a call. That number again is 805-419-0008, 419-0008. Also, I want to make sure that you know to follow us on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, Snapchat, all those places. All those places are more places to win. And again, if you miss any part of our show, you can listen to it on our website, KimPaganoShow.com, or you can go to our podcast, and that's iTunes/The Kim Pagano Show. With that, I want to talk about our first guest here is John Perez.
Mm-hmm.
Martinez is
that's
a, okay,
right.
Perfect. And of course, we're going to be talking about this dream cuisine in Simi Valley. And it's been going on how many?
It's a seventh annual event.
Wow.
It is a seventh
good
annual
for
event.
You guys. That's awesome. Mm-hmm. Okay. So we're going to talk about that. And of course, we've got some tickets to give away. I'd love to share those with all my listeners. And I'm telling you, it is a good time out there. And it's such a great cause. So
yeah, it's a great cause. The Knights of Columbus gather together with the St. Rosa Lima Church, and in the back of the school grounds, they put out some 50 restaurants from everywhere, from Moore Park, Thousand Oaks, San Fernando Valley. You'll get the California wineries and beer from known breweries that'll be out there too. You'll have desserts from the finest bakeries established in the Southland. So it's just a great event. Again, table seating, which
I
is
know.
Really unique about wine and food
festivals.
And we actually
have a Kim Pagano Show table that I'd love to share with everybody out there. So definitely.
Yeah. Yeah. And it goes right back into the community of Simi Valley.
I love that.
It's a fundraiser that goes right back into the community of Simi Valley. The Simi Valley Knights of Columbus will be the honoree. They're celebrating the 50th anniversary of being in service for the community of Simi Valley. And so proceeds will go towards that, towards the school programs, towards the food bank, the serving those in need. And then we'll be going, some of the contributions will be going towards the Gary Sinise Foundation.
What is that?
The Gary Sinise Foundation is they honor the defenders, veterans, first responders, families of those in need, and he has just been a beacon of a person who has just been gathering funds for those in need.
That's great. And as you're mentioning that, I just want to, you know, prayers go out to our fireman yesterday or last week, right?
Mm-hmm.
That was on his way home. I mean, you know, you guys all heard about that, right, Tom?
Yes.
Yeah. And just, you know, gosh, I tell you, we don't know. We are all here on borrowed time. And gosh, make sure that you tell the people that you love in your life that you love them and that you are grateful for them being here, because we never, never know when that's our last opportunity, even though we hope to pray to God that we're going to see them again. But for right here on earth, we have to make sure. So my heart went out to the family of the firemen the other day, and what an incredible, you know,
the show of support. I think they closed off 5 bridges right here.
It was just amazing.
And the firemen and police officers and sheriff were all surrounded the bridges as people drove. So it was pretty amazing to see.
It was pretty amazing. And again, you know, that's what it takes. It takes a village, a support, and that's what this show is all about. So again, I do want to remind anybody that is just joining us right now that you are listening to the Kim Pagano Show. I want to talk about our second guest that's going to be joining us is Mark Manson, and he is got a book. I don't know how to say this.
Perfect title. Love it.
Okay, you go ahead. Tell me how.
It's The Subtle Art of Not Giving a 4-letter word, starts with an F, and it's, you know, it's not the best way to say. You say it when you're upset. So
there you go.
I think this is going to be a fun conversation.
I think so, too. So definitely. And, of course, I do want to remind everybody that we are here all the way till 8 o'clock. So, Tom, do you want to talk about our giveaways?
We start with the Elite Theater playing The Tempest on their main stage. That's Fridays and Saturdays, 8 p.m., and we roll that all the way through. Oh, it's closing this weekend. Look at that, on the 25th. So go see The Tempest at the Elite Theater. We can put you on the will call list. We have Tracy Morgan tonight in Thousand Oaks, the Picking Up the Pieces tour. Very, very funny stuff. And that's Tracy Morgan this evening. Mamapalooza, a mom's night of comedy featuring Lisa Ann Walter, Sherry Shepherd, and Rosa Blasi. And they are very, very funny, incredibly honest and edgy, too. That's happening on September 30th. And Ventura Harvest Festival, that's going on, and we will have that on the 30th, the 1st and the 2nd, so leaving September into October, and we go with many other funny things like Three Blonde Moms, See How They Run, and that is October 7th at the Canyon Club. Great show.
There you go. And I do want to remind everybody, in fact, you could talk about that.
Absolutely. Fighting Strong is going to be presented by Healing Agents International and our dear friend Dr. Angie Willicala?
Yeah.
Ah,
there
I got
you go.
That.
You got it.
It's Saturday, October 29th at the Civic Center Arts Plaza. You can get tickets right now through Ticketmaster. Just search out Fighting Strong or Healing Agents International. It's going to be an amazing event. Some amazing singers all to support Dr. Wakili's agency. And you know, it's all about cancer and supporting those who
just
have
another support
who have that
group.
Fight.
Another thing. Yeah. And today, I want to remind you that I'm going to be running off to Making Strides Against Breast Cancer. I'm going to be out there over at Civic Arts Plaza, and of course the walk starts at 9 o'clock, and if you can't make it to that one, then come join me at the Ventura Harbor, and that is October 8th, and I am one of the honorary chairs there, so I'll be speaking. I'd love you to just stop by, tell us who you are, tell us about your journey, and again, I'd love you to share that. So again, today at 9 o'clock over at Civic Arts Plaza in Thousand Oaks, or come to Ventura Harbor for Making Strides Against Breast Cancer, and that's October 8th. I'd love to be there. It's right on the beach right there. You can't wake up any better than that. So definitely, I'd love to share that. Also, this weekend, we've got the Banana Festival, and that's the 5th annual Banana Festival. If you haven't ever been down to the port, it's Celebration, a diverse working port, and it's all about bananas.
There's
port
a
Wainimi.
Festival for everything,
there
isn't
really
there?
There really is. I tell you, Ventura just knows how to do it right. I'm telling you. So anyways, we got lots of stuff. I want to start off with a gift certificate. And I don't know if any of you have ever been out there. BG's Cafe, and it's in Oxnard. And great food, great family fun. And it's the favorite downtown hangout since 1971. And I'd love to give away a $20 gift certificate. So call in right now at 805-419-0008. 419-0008. Also, we've got the Harvest Festival coming up, and that is September 30th through October 2nd. I'd love to give a pair of tickets away to that, too. call in right now, 805-419-0008, 419-0008. All right. Welcome, John Perez Martinez, and thank you so much for being here.
John is just fine.
John. There you go. Are you John? Are you Johnny? Are you Jonathan?
Well, you know, to some family members, old schoolmates, probably Johnny.
You were Johnny. Yeah. All right. I like that. So tell us a little bit about, one, where we get tickets for this event if they don't win them here. And, of course, we're talking about the Simi Valley Dream Cuisine. And I guess you could go online at svdream.com.
As a matter of fact, you know, I can't stress that enough. Go to svdream.com, and you'll get the whole visual of what this dream cuisine is all about.
Yeah.
And you can get your tickets that way, too.
Okay.
You can also get your tickets by calling 805-490-8529.
Okay.
That number, 805-490-8529. And well, here's a picture for you. Isn't that beautiful? Isn't that nice?
Oh my God, you guys do such nice, well set up.
I mean, it's like a table seating all around. They'll have a Frank Sinatra impersonator, and I'm going to try to pronounce his name. It's Von Supatine.
Supatine. Okay, nice.
And he's a Frank Sinatra lookalike, a natural Frank Sinatra lookalike that'll be entertaining everybody during the dinner time. And then you'll get the group Ronnie and the Classics, who have been a renowned oldies group. They cover a lot of good oldies.
They've
been there before. They've actually played in several different places also. But they're just real great entertainers. It'll cover everything from the 50s on up to the 80s. And they do the whole dress change for every genre of music. And
so I want to invite everybody again, if you're just waking up, starting your day in a positive way here in the Kim Pagano Show. Of course, I didn't do my little motivational start for the day. Mistakes are proof that you are trying. Keep trying. Whatever you do, we all fall down, but just keep getting back up.
See, that was a mistake. You didn't start it out.
I know.
And
see?
You kept trying.
There you go. I just keep walking one foot in front of the other.
Always.
That's what we do here. And you know what? Don't judge other people because, gosh, you know, sometimes it would be put right on your plate if you're judging other people. So just honor them and know that they're trying just like you to do their best. And that's what it's all about. So, again, we're talking about the 7th annual Simi Valley Dream Cuisine. If you've never been to this, I'm telling you, get your tickets, get your group of friends together, and go out there. This is Sunday, October 9th at 5 p.m. That's I love that it's a Sunday after. You know what I mean?
Like, yeah, it's a Sunday evening affair. Yeah. And they'll also, they're going to have like a silent auction there also too, not just only entertainment, but there'll also be raffle drawings with a grand prize up to $10,000 that they'll be giving away.
Last
year somebody won and they claimed that ticket right there in front of everybody.
How exciting is that? Yeah. But, you know, I want to talk about because, oh, my gosh, I can't. First of all, you guys have an amazing backyard. Can I put it that way?
Yeah, it's the schoolyard. It's,
yeah,
it's the private school. And,
yeah.
And it occupies the whole complex. And they've used it for the Simi Valley chili cook-off and for the carnival. And it just seems to really work out. And what they'll do is they'll set all these tents. They'll set all the booths all around the outside perimeter, and everything inside will be the table seatings and such. And they'll even have like the school children that'll go out and
I'm going to put this in my newsletter so everybody can see this because it's like whoever planned this, it just works. And then they've got the, you know, the stage and everything. But you have 50 restaurants and fine wine and breweries.
Mm-hmm.
That's a lot.
That's a lot, yeah.
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 So talk to us about who's going to be there.
Some of the restaurants, not quite sure which restaurants will be there, actually. I don't have a list of the names, but they will be from everywhere, from the Simi Valley, Moore Park, Thousand Oaks, and even in the San Fernando Valley that'll be coming out. And again, what's really great about this, and another unique part about this Wine and Food Festival is that they have the school children there from the private schools that'll be waiting on all the tables.
They're so cute, polite.
You'll get a menu of all the restaurants available, and you just tell them which restaurant you want to get a taste from.
So they're runners for us.
And they'll be the runners for that.
I like it.
Sweet.
Wow, that's
so
great.
Yeah, it's a great, great event.
Very cool. Okay, and so tell us, how long have you been with working with them?
With the Knights of Columbus, I've been with them for like 5 years, about 5 years. I've been together with them.
And what is the Knights of Columbus?
They're the gentlemen's club of the country. And actually, they're all over the place. We just happen to be the Council 5803 that covers the Simi Valley area, one of the bigger councils too with that. And the jobs are actually to volunteer countless hours towards the community. Like we just had the Simi Valley Days Parade that just occurred this last weekend, and the carnival also. Well, the Knights of Columbus were actually doing the trash duty for that event.
Okay.
And so and that plus contributing millions of dollars over the past 50 years, giving money, donating money. It is just a regular club of gentlemen that do good for the community of Simi Valley.
I love that.
Yeah.
I love that. But not only that, you probably have made some amazing friends, right?
Oh, they're great people.
Yeah.
They're great people. They're just genuinely great people. We gather together, do fishing trips and bowling leagues and such things like that.
Oh, talking about bowling. Mm-hmm. Okay, I just joined a bowling league in my spare time, right?
Of course you did.
What do you think I did? I got a turkey last week. I was like, okay, I got to go. And they're like, oh, you have one more frame. I'm like, okay, no problem.
For those of you who don't know, that's three strikes.
Strike.
Strike. What's a turkey? In a row.
I know. I was like, oh, my God. And they're like, wait, you have to sign a book. And I'm like, I got to go. But it was like, I was like, oh, my God. And you know what's crazy? So when I first started, I was like, I said, I could probably do this. Let me just see if it kind of fits in. But it's actually really relaxing. It kind of takes you like, you know, I kind of turn my phone off.
Well, it takes you back. It just calms you down.
I know.
And you forget
I'm
everything.
Like not thinking about anything. But then. It's funny. So I said, I'm not really that good. And they're like, oh, don't worry about it. It's in Simi Valley at the Harley, right?
Oh, okay.
Big shout out to them. Mm-hmm. And so they were like, oh, don't worry about it. And I'm like, okay. So I didn't worry about it. And I was like, all right, it is what it is. They were like, we're just glad you're here. We need another person and all that. So anyways, I have such a high handicap that this week when I went in, I was like, oh, my God, I have to do two rolls or whatever. Right.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And I'm already like, at, you know, 135. So I guess that's the secret. You don't go in really high, like do really good.
You're giving out the secrets.
OK, I better not say that. OK, is that like a known?
Well, they call that sandbagging. OK.
But I didn't even know that. But it's interesting. So anyways, they were like, oh my God, look at your score now. I'm like, you know, it's just for fun, but it's really fun. If anybody's out there bowling or doing something like that, it's just another way to kind of, you know, just get your exercise. You're moving, you know, you're getting up, you're getting down, you're right. So
and then there's a camaraderie about that too.
You're
meeting great people.
Yeah.
And you wind up doing a bunch of things. You wind up doing a bunch of things together afterwards.
Yeah,
too,
it's just another group of amazing people. So anyways, we're going to take a really quick break. I'd love to give some tickets away, of course, to this event. And, of course, we've got a pair of tickets to the 7th Annual Simi Valley Dream Cuisine. And that, of course, is Sunday, October 9th at 5 p.m. You're going to want to go check this out. Also, $60 per tickets or reserve table of 10 for $600. And we'd love to share that with you. Also, there's a silent auction and opportunity drawing for $10,000 grand prize. So if you don't win your tickets here and you want to like even just check it out and go, maybe I want to go to that, but I don't know anything about it, go to svdream.com. That's svdream.com. Stay with us. You are listening to the Kim Pagano Show, the brighter side of life here in the 805, and we'll be right back.
As you embark on the process to acquire a home or refinance an existing home, choosing the right mortgage professional to guide you through the process is essential. With over 40 years in the mortgage industry, Michael Blazer can help you achieve the dream of home ownership or greater home affordability. Experience matters in today's ever-increasing complexity of the lending process. Backed by the power and strength of the nation's largest privately held purchase money institution, Stearns Lending. For more information, call 805-367-3117, extension 105. That's 805-367-3117, extension 105. Or visit mikeforloans.com. NMLS number 248433. Gain energy and relief from pain. Learn new healing techniques. Discover a deeper healing bond with the pets in your life. with Doris Muna, a third-generation healer. Doris Muna, author of The Triangle of Health, Discover Your Healing Journey, is an energy healing practitioner, consultant, international instructor, and founder of Dorothea Healing Essences. She has been using energy healing for 30 years to help people transform their lives into a richer, more rewarding, and meaningful experience. For more information, call 805-807-3097. That's 805-807-3097.
Pino's Palette, Westlake Village Paint and Sip Studio is a uniquely fun and creative experience. One of their talented artists will walk you step-by-step painting while you laugh with your friends and sip on delicious wine and beer. Don't let the painting intimidate you, because they'll break it down into easy steps. Pino's Palette offers great public classes each week. Register for a class today. Call 805-379-9963. That's 805-379-9963. Or visit their website at www.pinospalette.com/Westlake Village. Ventura County's Mortgage Couch strives to identify the best wholesale lender for their clients. Their ultimate goal is to help families move into their dream home, fix their home, and refinance their home. Whether you're looking for the best possible terms or a specific lender to accommodate a unique situation, Mortgage Couch has the resources and expertise to meet every need. Apply for your loan today. Please call 805-676-0377. That's 805-676-0377. Or visit their website at www.mortgagecouch.com.
Now, back to the Kim Pagano Show.
Finally, on KVTA.
Welcome back, everyone. And again, thank you so much for joining us here on The Brighter Side of Life. And, you know, I tell you, sometimes you just can't keep all your balls up in the air, right? I mean, that's like, I don't know.
I'll leave that one alone.
Okay, yeah, don't even go there anyways. But I do want to remind everybody, we were just talking about Dream Cuisine. Of course, it's their 7th annual Simi Valley. We will be there. And I want to share tickets with our listeners out there. And of course, that is Sunday, October 9th at 5 o'clock. And of course, it's at St. Rose of Lima. And of course, it's in Simi Valley. Over 50 restaurants, fine wines, and breweries, and $60 per ticket. Or you could reserve a table for 10 at $600. And we want you guys to be out there. So if you want to go and check that out, go to obviously www.svdream.com, or you can call them at 805-490-8529. All right. Also, we've got a night out with the Three Blonde Moms.
We have win two tickets to Three Blonde Moms. Three Blonde Moms and See How They Run. That's funny.
Yeah, they are funny. I'm telling you.
Season 14 kicks off at the Amazing Canyon Club in Agora. Friday night, October 7th, 9 p.m. show. Doors open at 6. Enjoy a wonderful night out. Have a delicious dinner with fantastic beverages. And you can laugh your bottom off. Stellar cast of Stephanie Bloom, Beaumont Bacon, and Joan Fagan. And that is, again, October 7th at 9 p.m. Doors open at 6. And if you don't win tickets here, you can go to 3blondemoms.com. That's 3, the number, blondemoms.com. But call right now, 805-419-0008, 419-0008. Give your name, number, and an email address, and a team member will contact you.
There you go. And I'm telling you, they're going to be on our show. You've heard them before. These are nationally touring hit comedy show, and they're hilarious. If you are a mom, or, you know, you obviously have a mom, it's, you know, they're going to fit into one of those little categories, and it's a blast. Anyways, again, I want to remind everybody to get out to the Banana Festival, and that is tomorrow. That's the 5th annual Banana Festival over at the Port. And it's going to be a celebration, and it's going to be lots of fun. So it starts at 10 to 5 over at the Port of Wainimi. I hope to see you all out there. All right. Well, we have our next guest on, and I love the way this book sounds. So we're going to find out a little bit about it. And I'm going to give it back to you, okay? Because you
I'm really curious because I want to hear it from Mark, because I'm assuming this is probably not his first interview. So I want to know how he says it on the radio.
Yeah, since we are an AM radio, we cannot say that word. And he even has a little star there, right?
Yes.
But is it CK? Maybe that's how he says it. Mark, welcome. Mark Manson, how are you?
I'm good. How are you guys?
I'm good. Thank you. So tell us, obviously your name of your book is The Subtle Art of Not Giving
A
F.
Blank.
That's the easiest.
Okay. An F. There you go. I like it. All right. Mark, tell us a little bit about yourself and thank you so much for joining us.
Yeah. So I'm an internet. I got started as an internet blogger. Have been writing online for about 8 or 9 years. Been published in all sorts of places, Time, CNN, Quartz, Huffington Post, and this is my first big book, and so I'm doing the rounds.
So basically you have a lot to not be giving an F about, right? You figured it out, right? Oh, I love it. Oh, that's interesting to have a guy as a blogger. And what were you blogging about for 8 or 9 years?
Well, I started out with dating advice, kind of focused more on younger college age or 20-something-year-olds. And then I got older and became interested in other topics. And so I kind of just expanded to psychology, life advice. I started doing a lot of research on happiness and productivity and things like that. And I felt like I had a different take on it than most people. So I started writing about that about 4 years ago.
Wow. And so meaning that you have a different take on happiness, what's your take?
That happiness requires pain. That, like, the whole point of having a good life isn't to get rid of your pain. It's to just simply find pain and struggles that are good, that are worth it. It sounds very depressing and fatalistic, but I think when you think about it, or the way I write about it, maybe it can be liberating for a lot of people. That you don't have to fix everything. It's just find.
Oh,
fix your problem,
wait
find
a minute,
people.
Mark. Are you a Type A personality?
No, I'm not actually.
Okay.
But I feel like a lot of the advice out there is kind of encouraging people to be.
To be?
Yeah, to be like perfectionist.
Yeah, I agree. I mean, you know, what's interesting is it's kind of like, you know, why not, right?
But I also think that, you know, if you don't have pain in your life or struggle, then you don't appreciate the good. Because if it's always good, you don't notice it in it, and there's nothing to base it off of. So if you're having bad times and then something amazing happens, you're like, wow, and you're shocked, and it has such a different feeling that you can base it off of that. So
I totally agree with you, Chad. You know what? It's interesting, and let me tell you, you know, I call those mountains, okay? All of a sudden you have this huge mountain in front of you and you go, oh my God, how am I ever going to get through this? So you could crawl up and lay down and not try to fight it. And then guess what? When you lift your head up or put your head out of the sand, I would say, right? All of a sudden you've got like molehills all over. And so, you know, I've learned to just go, okay, let me just take the bull by the horn, okay, and kind of work right through this mountain. And you need to do that in your life, because if you just keep kind of avoiding, it never goes away. You just keep waking up, and now you're even deeper in, you know? Do you guys agree?
Yeah, and the funny thing I talk about in the book is I say that there's no such thing as a problem-free life. There's no such thing as a life without struggle. Like, there's one part in the book where I say Warren Buffett has money problems, and a homeless man at the Quickie Mart has money problems, but Warren Buffett's problems are just much, much better. And therefore, and all of life is kind of like that. You don't ever get rid of your problems. You just get better problems. And the whole point of, I guess, improving your life is to find better problems.
So is that what we're going to find in your book? Tell us, what are we going to find in your book?
So the book it's called, the subtitle is A Counterintuitive Approach to a Good Life. And so the book really is, I basically wanted to write a self-help book about negativity, because I feel like it doesn't really get talked about enough. And my style is very irreverent, very vulgar. There's a lot of humor. And a lot of that is just kind of by design, because I feel like to get people to think about a lot of these difficult topics in their own life, you need to approach it in a way that's at least fun and helps people, like, you know, bring some levity to it.
That's interesting. I mean, if you take the light side or the bright side, as I call it, right? I mean, you know, you're saying that we're all going to go through it. You know, it's interesting when I, you know, I just lost my mom back in February. And it was like something I honestly like never really thought about that. I just didn't think that I would have to deal with this. But then when I start to look or read obituaries everywhere and you know what I mean? I just start to go, oh, I guess this is a part of life.
Yeah.
But you don't think about it. You know, it's kind of like, you know, grandchildren. I never really thought about that I would have grandchildren. I just thought I have four kids. Well, now I'm blessed. You know, I mean, there's just things that we don't really talk about as you know, families or individuals. And I think it's interesting. So I like that outlook of, you know, yeah, I'm, you know, it's funny. I think we have the fairy tale of, you know, you get married, everything's perfect, right? You sit down with a couple of girlfriends and, you know, that really want to be all, you know, or good friends, and you want to be honest. Let me tell you, we all got our own problems, right?
Oh, yeah.
And I love that. So I do want to remind anybody that's just waking up, starting your day in a positive way here. You are listening to The Kim Pagano Show. I'm Kim. I'm here with Chad and, of course, Tom. And we're talking with Mark Manson. Is it Manson?
Yeah.
Okay, good. And we're talking about the subtle art of not giving a F. That's a good put. That's how...
And Mark, so one of my questions is, why should people not give an F about most things?
Great question.
Yeah. So the one of the arguments that I make, and I feel pretty strongly about this, is that a side effect of the internet and social media and 24-hour news is that we are just bombarded with drama and stories and information. And I think we tend to get very sucked up into it. And the truth is that 90% of it is really not very relevant to our lives or to our happiness or to whatever what our goals are. And so I wanted to write something from the starting point of, you know, maybe having a better life isn't necessarily about achieving more or chasing more or having more. Maybe it's about focusing on less. Maybe it's about simplification.
I like that. Mark, what do you do when you're not writing? he doesn't give a F.
Yeah. <No. laughs> Well, I read a lot, and recently I'm planning a wedding, and then when I'm not planning a wedding, I'm playing video games.
Wait. Is it your wedding?
Yes, it is my wife.
Oh, wait a minute. Now, how's your wife going to handle with you not giving an F?
Well, I definitely give an F about
okay,
her.
I just want to make sure. I just got to, like, check in with that. Mark, will you stay with us? We need to take a really quick break, but I'd love to kind of talk with you a little bit more and find out a little bit more about your book. Perfect. Great. You are listening to The Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life, and I'd love to give something away.
Yes,
what do we have?
Two tickets to the Harvest Festival.
Oh, nice.
The original art and craft show at the Ventura County Fairgrounds. That's from September 30th to October 2nd, which is coming up really quick. Win two tickets right now at 805-419-0008. 419-0008. Give your name, number, and an email address, and a team member will contact you back.
There you go. Stay with us. You are listening to The Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life, and we will be here all the way till 8 o'clock. So again, stay with us. We'll be right back.
Ventura Water is dedicated to providing our community with quality water and wastewater services 24 hours a day, 365 days a year. We've been delivering drinking water from local sources since 1923, cleaning wastewater for more than a century, and preventing stormwater pollution for the past two decades. Ventura Water, a trusted life source for generations. For more information about Ventura Water, visit us at www.venturawater.net or call 805-667-6500. That's 805-667-6500.
Discover a deeper healing bond with the pets in your life with Doris Muna, third generation healer, energy healing practitioner, and founder of Dorothea Healing Essences. She has been using energy healing for 30 years to help people and their pets transform their lives into a richer, more rewarding, and meaningful experience. She is called the Dog Whisperer by her clients. Learn her new healing techniques for your furry friends. Enroll in a pet healing seminar in Camarillo. For more information, call 805-807-3097. That's 805-807-3097. Or visit DorotheaHealing.com. Join five of America's hottest celebrity chefs, including chefs Ben Ford, Elizabeth Faulkner, and Antonio Lavasso. Participate in a Chopped-style competition on stage at the Culinary Showdown. Help support the fight against breast cancer. Learn more at ComanLACounty.org/cook. That's ComanLACounty.org/cook.
It's showtime.
Now, back to the Kim Pagano Show on KVTA.
Oh, welcome back, everyone. I'm just trying to move around so that I can...
We're trying to do some live.
I know. Here. And so we can have everybody kind of be a part of our studio in here. So maybe I'll move over right now. But again, who are we talking with?
We're talking with Mark Manson, The Subtle Art of Not Giving an F. He's a star blogger who turned into a self-help guru here. So Mark, right before we left, you were talking about that we get too caught up in stuff that doesn't seem to matter, you know, watching the news, everything like that. And I'm curious, you know, how do we be part of our community and making a difference, because we're all about the brighter side here, and still not give an F?
Well, I want to make it clear. I mean, the whole not giving an F language, it's really, there's no such thing as not giving an F.
Of course.
And the whole language, it's kind of just a trick to get people to think about their values and to think about what is actually important in their lives and what's not. And so what I would say is that the book itself is not necessarily just about letting go of everything. It's about learning how to prioritize, you know, the three or four things that actually matter: health, family, doing something productive, being involved in your community, contributing to people around you, and things like that.
So it's about giving an F about the right things.
Oh, I like that. There you go. That's perfect.
So you will help find some really good information. So give us a piece of advice of how to move forward about prioritizing our life and giving an F about the right things and not about the wrong things.
Well, one of the first things that I propose is a radical sense of responsibility, which is basically taking responsibility for everything that happens in your life, anything that might go wrong, or anything that you feel like you're victimized in some way. And it's not necessarily, one of the points that I make is it's not, people avoid responsibility because they don't want to feel like it's their fault. We associate responsibility and fault as the same thing, but the truth is that they're completely different things. You know, like somebody could leave a newborn baby on your doorstep and it's not your fault, but it's still your responsibility to do something about it. And if we're ever going to change what we care about, if we're ever going to look at ourselves honestly and decide, you know, this isn't helping me, I need to care about something else, the first thing we need to do is take responsibility for those values that we've adopted.
You know, what's interesting, Mark, is, and I do want to remind anybody that's just tuning in with us right now, that you are listening to the Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life. I'm Kim, and of course, I'm here with Chad. And of course, Tom's over here. Excuse me. But you're talking about the subtle art of not giving a F, okay? But then in the same breath, you're saying that you need to take responsibility for, you know, things that happen to you in life, correct? How does that, you know, did something change? I mean, you're going to be married now. When's your wedding, by the way?
November 19th.
November of what?
November 19th.
Oh, okay. So it's coming up soon. Okay. Congratulations. And now, has your life changed, though? I mean, you know, over all these years of, you know, not the subtle art of not giving an F?
Completely. I mean, I honestly, I'm in my 30s. I feel like I really just grew up in the last few years. And so a lot of that growing up, and for me, that growing up involved learning how to prioritize the few things that really matter to me and commit to them and being willing to make sacrifices for them. Mm. And so that's where a lot of the inspiration for this book came from. I mean, I jokingly tell people that this is secretly, it's a book about values. It's a book about what we care about, why we care about it, and whether we should care about it or not. And the whole not giving an F is just a very, like, sexy way to get people to, like, pick it up and open it and start thinking about their values. Because if I just wrote a book about values, you know, people would be like, oh, that sounds boring.
But, so you put a different twist on it, all right? So people would pay attention.
I, as I'm looking, because I Googled you real quick, and I see that you were born in 84. So you're about, you know, right into your 30s. And I'm getting closer to 40. And some other people in our...
just be quiet, okay?
But we're, you know, I find that as, and I think you're speaking to everybody, but you're coming out of your 20s where it's all about me, and you're realizing it's not all about you, and that you have to prioritize your life, and you're about to get married, and then they'll probably
have
kids
right.
Or not.
Then you really don't. It's not about you anymore, right?
Yeah. So I agree with everything you're saying, and I understand it because I remember being there. But it's going to be interesting, your transformation, as you get closer to 40 and 50, because I guarantee you these books will transform as he gets older.
Yeah.
And you'll give an F about less and less, and you'll prioritize the right things more and more.
Now, one of the things that you have here is you talk about that that people shouldn't trust themselves. If we can't trust ourselves, then who can we trust? So what's your thought on that?
Well, the whole idea behind not trusting yourself is if you look at psychological research, it turns out that our brains are very poor at, like, objectively.
Well, we have that negative talk a lot of times, you know, we'll be like, okay, this looks really good. And then you go, all of a sudden you get somebody's look or something and you're like, oh, I guess it must not look good. Or, you know, I don't know. But you have to really be able to trust your own heart that you're doing the best for yourself, correct?
Well, I mean, the point I make is that we overreact to whatever we're feeling about ourselves. So, you know, something bad will happen and people are like, oh my God, I'm such a loser. And then something good will happen and they'll be like, oh, I'm like the best person ever. And the truth is that neither one of those things is true. And it's important to maintain, to develop a habit of simply questioning yourself, questioning your assumptions, questioning your beliefs, questioning your feelings, and being open to being wrong.
I love it. Mark Manson, of course, we're talking about the subtle art of not giving a F. And where do we find your book?
All retailers, Amazon, Barnes & Noble, everywhere.
Wow. Good for you. That's great. All right. Well, we thank you so much for being a guest here on the Kim Pagano Show. And I hope that you give an F about our show and share it with everyone. Oh, all right. Thank you so much, Mark. I appreciate you being here. All right. Talk to you soon. All right. We are going to take a really quick break. I want to talk to you about who's going to be on our show next. We're going to be talking with Haig. He is actually, he kind of figured it out. It's kind of interesting. Do you play the guitar at all?
No.
Okay, so
I'm not musically inclined at all.
Okay, so you got other talents. But anyways, he is going to, he's doing guitar lessons. His dad is a famous artist, but he's learned to kind of like really figure out musician. A lot of people in this 24/7 world want to instantly know how to play. And so he's figured out a way to inspire, you know, musicians that want to play kind of get right to the base of learning how to do that. So we're going to talk with him a little bit, and then we're going to be talking with Oliver Freund from Susan G. Komen, and there's a Komen Culinary Showdown, and I want to share that with everybody. So I hope that you stay in with us to our second hour, and again, you are listening to the Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life. We'll be right back.
As you embark on the process to acquire a home or refinance an existing home, choosing the right mortgage professional to guide you through the process is essential. With over 40 years in the mortgage industry, Michael Blazer can help you achieve the dream of home ownership or greater home affordability. Experience matters in today's ever-increasing complexity of the lending process. Backed by the power and strength of the nation's largest privately held purchase money institution, Stearns Lending. For more information, call 805-367-3117, extension 105. That's 805-367-3117, extension 105. Or visit mikeforloans.com. NMLS number 248433.
Ventura Water is dedicated to providing our community with quality water and wastewater services 24 hours a day, 365 days a year. We've been delivering drinking water from local sources since 1923, cleaning wastewater for more than a century, and preventing stormwater pollution for the past two decades. Ventura Water, a trusted life source for generations. For more information about Ventura Water, visit us at www.venturawater.net or call 805-667-6500. That's 805-667-6500. The DUI attorneys and expert criminal lawyers at the law offices of Douglas H. Ridley in Moorpark and Simi Valley, California, are dedicated to devoting their entire resources to defending you. As your defense attorneys, they're on your side during one of the most difficult periods in your life. Call now at no charge and sleep better tonight. It's time to get Southern California's expert team on your side with the DUI attorneys and criminal lawyers at the law offices of Douglas H. Ridley, 805-208-1866. That's 805-206-1866. Visit www.duiattorneys-ca.com for more information.
We're here with Dr. Angie Wallacala.
I'm talking to you, that person that just found out their best friend has cancer. This is real. It hits home, and it's like, where do you go? Where do you start? I just got an email from a 31-year-old single mom whose doctors have literally just given up on her and have no other choice, and she just needs to have someone else that believes with her.
So your Healing Agents International is presenting Fighting Strong, a benefit concert. What can someone expect to see?
They're going
to
see some amazing artists singing. They're going to be inspired by stories. I'll be sharing my story. I've got some other healing agent stories. And it's really a night of hope and inspiration so that you can walk through the next day, the next week, the next month of whatever you have to walk through to get healthy and whole.
You have a benefit concert coming October 29th. So it's in Thousand Oaks. The best way to read about this event?
That would be our website, which is healingagentswithans.org.
Thanks, Dr. Angie.
Thank you so much. And remember, we're coming together to help others heal.
Now, back to the Kim Pagano Show. Finally, on KVTA.
Welcome back, everyone. And again, thank you so much for joining us here on The Brighter Side of Life, the Kim Pagano Show. We are at almost at the end of our first hour. And I do want to just really talk to everybody and just really say I hope that, you know, this is an amazing weekend for you. I will be running out of here to go to Making Strides Against Breast Cancer of Thousand Oaks. And, of course, that starts at 7:30 is the opening ceremony and registration. And then, of course, the walk starts at 9 o'clock. And I love everybody to, you know, share that with me. It's all about really just being a support system for so many people out there that are going through whatever journey they're going through. Also, I do want to remind everybody about Three Blonde Moms. I'm going to be, not sure hosting it, emceeing it, being one of the moms up there, okay? But if you need a good laugh in your life, oh my God, you're going to check this out. And of course, I'd love to get a big old group of ladies, which we already got it started. So I'd love to add anybody to it. And of course, that's Friday night, October 7th from at 9 o'clock is the show. And the doors open at 6, so you can have dinner there. And of course, that's the Canning Club. Club in Agoura. If you looking for a good ladies' night out, come over and hang with us. And of course, big shout out to Stephanie Blum and Beaumont Bacon has been on our show, and Joan Fagan. They are hilarious. I'm telling you, I love that. Also, you want to talk about that?
Yeah, we have two tickets to the Harvest Festival Original Art and Craft Show. It starts September 30th through October 2nd at the Ventura County Fairgrounds. That should be a lot of fun. We have two tickets for that as well. You can call right now, 805-419-0008, 419-0008.
Also, I just want to remind everybody, Banana Festival, and of course that's our fifth annual one, and we're going to be out there, and that's going to be really fun. So it's all about supporting the working port, and also there's port tours, which is really cool. So definitely check that out.
And I want to say, there's so many amazing events out there that you can go support. Just go out, get out of your house, go do something, take your kids out. I mean, even if you don't want, if you don't feel like going and doing this, go to the beach, take a walk, ride your bike, do something. It makes you feel good. It gets you out in the community.
Go bowling I did.
Start a bowling team.
I know. I'm telling you. So one more thing. I know. It's just, 2 hours out of my week, like I have that. But it
made you feel good, right?
Yeah, it made me feel really good. And I didn't go in with any expectations.
Yes.
That's the biggest thing. But anyways, there's so many fun things to do. Just be a part of something and you'll feel so much better. Again, I want to invite you for our next hour. We're going to find out a little bit about guitar lessons. We're going to find out about cooking. And, of course, that's with Susan G. Komen. And, go ahead. And
let's give away two tickets to the Dream Cuisine, the Simi Valley 7th Annual, Sunday, October 9th at 5 p.m. It's at St. Rose of Lima. That's 1305 Royal Avenue out there in Simi Valley. It's going to be over 50 restaurants, fine wines, and breweries. Tickets are only, this is nothing. $60 for an amazing event.
And they do a great job.
It's silent auction opportunity drawing with a $10,000 grand prize. You can call 805-490-8529 to get tickets or go on svdream.com. Again, that's svdream.com.
There you go. All right. Well, I want to end our show always with a moment of happiness. This is this hour. Today is your day to start fresh, to eat right, to live healthy, and to be proud. Stay with us. We'll be right back. You're listening to The Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life.
I got this feeling inside my bones. It goes electric, wavy when I turn it on. All from my city, all from my home. We're flying up, no ceiling when we in our zone. I got that sunshine in my pocket, got that good soul in my feet. I feel that hot blood in my body when it drops.